Many thanks for sharing your specific experience and the experience of Turkey. And it's great to see how this concrete cooperation between an international organization like FAO and the country, all the results this can yield. And I would say congratulations for the success of your campaign. You've shown us the impact data. You've shown us the marketing mascot. And count one more. I'm going to revisit my fridge tonight. It's also very interesting what you've said about logistics. The sky is the limit for logistics. And I think here that's an area that is of great interest to us in UNECE. If I'm not mistaken, that convention you mentioned, I'm wondering whether that's not a convention also handled by our colleagues in the transport division in UNECE. So maybe that's scope for cooperation here. And in the trade division, we've been really looking in terms of transport and logistics of how to make supply chains more efficient, also by digitalizing the data that flows along the supply chain. So maybe that's an area to explore where the trade facilitation team, but also the teams from the transport division can join hands a little bit to together support better this very important objective of reducing food loss and waste. So many thanks, Zeynep, for this really practical and super interesting presentation as well. Now we're going to move from the southern part of the pan-European UNECE region to the more northern part, and great pleasure to invite Christina Mattsson, who is agricultural policy analyst at the Swedish Board of Agriculture. And Christina, you know us very well here in UNECE and Working Party 7, and you've been with us and on our side for many years. So very excited to hear your presentation and your comments on what has been said before. Thank you for being with us. The floor is yours, Christina.
Thank you.